But that's it, he's over the lav once. If he still doesn't pay him even from later on, then there's only an issa about the shur like midrabbanan, you have to keep on like paying him. You have to keep it up until you pay him. Tana rabbanan, learn like this. Somebody says to his friend, go and hire for me a worker. And the friend goes and hires a worker for you. So the locher is shneiem ein over mishum batolin. Not the owner and not the one that hired him. Neither of them, even if they don't pay him, the pay, they're not over the lav of batolin. Why? Zelefi shle sochrin. The owner is not over the lav because it's not his schir. He didn't hire him. Vizelefi shein pulasay etzloi. And the one that did hire him, he's not over the lav of batolin because it's not upon him to pay. The owner has to pay him. So the Mar says, hey, what's the case talking about? If the owner, when he told this worker that the worker said, I'll pay you. The servant that went to hire the workers, if the servant told them, I'll pay you, if so, then he has to pay them, and he hired them. So he should be over the lav of batolin. The Tanya we learned, if you hired a worker to work for you, and then when it comes to you, you showed him in your friend's place, you showed him to work by your friend's house. So the locker is, that you have to pay him a full wage, even though he didn't do the work for you, he did it by somebody else. But since you hired him, you told him you'll pay him, you have to pay him. And then, you have a right then to go to that balabos that received the work and charge him. According to how much enjoyment he had from this work, he has to pay you back. Zero, so if you hire a worker and tell the worker I'll pay you and go and work for somebody else, so you have to pay him. So here, the worker that hired him, he should be over the lav of Lo Tolin. So Gemara says, Lo Tzrichate, the case is, to Yomalhu, Schorchem Abal Habayis, that this workman that went to hire the other worker told him, you know, the payment will be upon the balabos. So therefore the balabos is not over the law because he didn't hire them. And the one that hired them is not over because he doesn't have to pay them. The Mor says, Mureima o mazutra agri lahadodi, they used to hire one for the other. In other words, they didn't hire their own workers, nor that they should not be over this law. They made this thing that he used to hire for him and he would hire workers for the other one. Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Hani Shuki de Surya, the people that are working near the Shuk of Surya. So locher is Li Avri Mishum Baltolin. Shnel, the owners over there, if they don't, even though they don't pay him up on time, they're not over the slav of Baltolin. And the Mora says, why not? Because in the idea, the Ayyim of the Shuk is Michi. Like the workers understand the Balabas meant to pay them the day of the Shuk. The Rashi says it means Balibatim Shel Surya Shem Magim Lamoya Sajem Ashuk. They don't receive, their owners don't receive their own money until the day of the market. So the workers understand that they'll first be paid the day of the market. Mura says Avimishum Baltishoy Vadiyaifer. Like once the market first goes by and he doesn't pay them, then for sure he's over this Indian of Baltishoy. Then the Mura says in the Mishnah, Schir Shoyis Goibakola Lailo Vechol Hayim. So Mura says like this. Omar Rav, Rav learns like this, Schir Shoyis, Diyoim, Goeva Kolayoim. It's like it depends. If you were hired to work a few hours by day, then you have a right to get paid by the end of the day. Schir Shoyis, Dalila, if you work a few hours by night time, so Goeva Kolayoim, you have a right to get your money by the end of the night. So the Mishnah means like, let's study him. Shmuel says no. Schir Shoyis, Diyoim, Goeva Kolayoim. True, if you're working a few hours by day, you have a right to collect just that day. But Schir Shoyis Dalila, if you're working at night time, is a few hours at night time, then Shmuel holds, you have a right to get the money, the owner has a right to pay you first back throughout the whole next day. In other words, he holds that the night goes after the day, like since it's the beginning of the new day, therefore the owner has a right to pay you back by the end of that day. Sumar says, Tanan, we learned, says Mishnah, Schir Shoyis, Goiva Kolalala Vacholayim. So, Horatiu to the Rav, Tikash and Rav, the Mishnah Saka, Mashram, you can collect the whole day and the whole night. So, Moloch Rav, Rav will answer you, the Mishnah means, let's start them, Ketoni. It means at different sides, like this. Schir Shoyis, the Yoim, Goiva Kolayim. If you worked a few hours by day, you have a right to get paid that day. Schir Shoyis, the Lila, if you worked a few hours by night, Goiva Kolalala, you have a right to get your money by that night. So Mar said, Tanam, going like this, Zeldi in the Mishnah, Hoye, Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, if you hire to work for a week, or for a month, or for a year, or for 7 years, Yotze, B'yom, if you go about, you finish by daytime, Goyve, Kol Yom, you have right to collect that whole day. Yotze, B'layla, Goyve, Kol Layla, B'chol Yom, you have right to collect the whole night and the whole day. So again, it's not like Rav. Smash me, do have a right to get paid the whole night and the whole night and the whole day. Or Moloch Rav says, Shura Tayetanoyim, Takamachogas Tanoyim. The Tanya will learn. Schir Shoy is the Yoim, if somebody is working a few hours by day, Goyve Kola Yoim. Schir Shoy is the Lailo, Goyve Kola Lailo, Divu Reb Yuda. That's like Rav Shita. Reb Shimna, Reb Shimon says, Schir Shoy is the Yoim, Goyve Kola Yoim. True, if you worked a few hours by day, you have a right to be paid by the end of that day. But Schir Shoy is the Lailo, Goyve Kola Lailo, Kola Yoim. So it comes out at the end of the Mishnah, the Gur goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one that says that you could class, if you finished by nighttime, you have a right to be paid that night or the next day. Nisigmar says, Mikanam of Mir was said that Kol HaKoivis, Aschas Ochir, Oive Vehe Shemois. Whoever holds back the pay from your worker, he's over five lavs. There are five lavs involved over here. Halolu. The Yasei and one Yisra Asei. Mishum le sashoik esriecho, umishum le sigzoil, umishum baut sashoik skir oni, umishum baut tolin, umishum biyayma titin schor, that's Mrs. Essay, umishum le tobi olav Hashemesh, like don't leave the mashkin by him. So Mar says, Hani diyike biyamomo leka v'layla, the lavim that apply by daytime does not apply at nighttime. And diyike v'layla leka biyamomo, what applies by daytime does not apply by night, does not apply by daytime. So Chur, like this is a kasha. How could you tell me now there are five lavim and when I say, the Chur, what applies by daytime does not apply at nighttime. So you can't really have like one time you're holding back the wages of your worker that you rubber five lavim. So Gemara says, true, Amar Rav Chisda, I'll tell you, Shem Schiras Bialmo, it just means in the name of a Schiras, what has to do with Indian of paying back your wages, there are five lavim involved. Now the Gemara says, Azehu, Azehu, Hu Oishek, V'Azehu, Gezel. What's the difference between an Oishek and between Gezel? What's the difference? So Amar Rav Chisda says, Leich Vishuv, Leich Vishuv, Zehu Oishek. If I tell you, go away and come back, like I keep on pushing you off, that's called Amoshek. I'm just like oppressing you not to give you your pay right now. But what's going to be, Yesh Lecho B'Yod, let's say the owner does have money in his hand. V'yeinu Noisim Lecho, and he's not paying up the worker, Zel Gezel. That's called Gezel. So Rashi says, like Gezel Mashma, Shonsoi B'Yodoi, Amiyodoi, Mamish, like you're holding back what you have of his. Say also, since you have the money you're supposed to pay him, and you're holding it back, that's called Gezel. Mask your blow Rosh Hashes, Eizel Oishek, what's called Oishek? Shechayv Olav Torah, Korban, that the Torah says is Chayv Korban. In the case of an Oishek, it says, that if you Oishek, your worker, and then you're a Kaifer, you make a Shvua that you weren't, and then we found out that you're a Sheker, you're a Shakran, so you have to bring a Korban. What's the case of an Oishek that you have to bring a Korban? So Mora says, do me the pikodin. It has to be just like a pikodin. The kokofale, mamoinoi. By pikodin of shatis, you denied money. So it's mashmir oishik also, it has to do that you did not owe him the pay. Not like we just said, it means to say that I admit that I owe you the money. Just I tell you, go away today, come back tomorrow. I'm just like pushing you off. Here it's mashmir no, that the lab of oishik is that you're denying, you're being kaifer, you're denying money. So Mora says, Ela rather amara sheshis. Nosatev lecho zel oishik yesh lecho biyodi v'yene noisen lecho zel gezel. Sumer says elu amar Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis says nosatev lecho. If the owner says I already paid you up, not he is kofer. He's saying that I paid you up the money ready. Zel oishik. That's called the case of oishik. What about yesh lecho biyodi v'yene noisen lecho? I owe you the money that I'm not going to pay you. Zel gezel. That's called gezel. For the kids in both of them, there's a kfir here. Mask of law, abaya, lechura no, like this pshat, that the oishik is a kfir and not the gezel, I mean. So mask of law, abaya, ezel hu gezel, shechayv olav Torah, korbin, dumi te pikodin. Lechura gazlin has to be like a pikodin. If so, bina the kukof lemamoina. By gazlin also, it has to be that he's denying money. And just by saying that I have your money, I'm not giving it to you, you're not denying any money. Like, you're not kaifa. You admit that you owe him. You're just saying you're not giving it to him. So, this can't be the case of Gezel. So the Mor says, Elo Amar Abayo, Lois Charticha Miyolom Zehu Oishik. If he says that I never hired you at all, that's called Oishik. It's a kvira, you're denying it, but you're saying like I never hired you at all, that's called Oishik. What about if he says Nesatev Lecho, that I already paid you up already? Zehu Gezel, that's called Gezel. But again, there's also a Maisa Kvira. You're denying, you're saying you did pay him up, but maybe really you did not pay him up. Moritz Kashnel, Rosh Sheshes, according to Rosh Sheshes, they started off to ask the question, Maishno Oisha to Kashle, or Maishno Gezel to Kashle, how come Rosh Sheshes only asked the Kashle from Oishik, and he wasn't bothered by Gezel? So Omloch, he said back to him, Gezel to Gozle, Vod to Kafre. That by Gezla could mean that first he's stealing, and then later he's Kaifa. So the Kfir maybe could be later, that's why it wasn't bothering him. But the Mora Yoki is so, Afilu Oishik Nami, the other Kafre, maybe Oishik also. What's your question? Learn out Oishik Domi the Gezel. It has to be Kfiro, maybe it was Kaifa later on. So Mora says, No Hoki Ashta. Bishle Mahosom Ksiv Oi Begezel, Machal the Oidele Mikora. Mashma that he first admitted it. So therefore the Kfir first came later. Elagabi Oishik Oishik Miksiv Oibi Oishik Oi Oshaksiv Shosko Kfar Mashma right away Takob there was the Maisa Kfira. Rav Amarovis says, I'll tell you, Zehu Oishik, Zehu Gezel, no, the Pshat is no difference. Oishik and Gezel is really the exact same thing. If so, V'lo Machok and Akosav Lav, R'lo V'shnei Lavin. Why did the Torah make a separation? Why did the Torah say it twice? And Echnam Mateus only, Lav, R'lo V'shnei Lavin, that you should be over to Lavin. Now the Mishnah says, Echot Tzchor Osoch HaRodom, V'yechot Tzoch HaBehemo, V'yechot Tzoch HaKelim, whether you hired a man to work for you, whether you hired somebody animals to work for you, or hired somebody's Kelim, you like rented a Kli, to a plow, to work for, to, that you should use, and you have to pay rent for it, so Yesh Poim Mishum B'yoyim Matitin Tzchoroi, you have this lav of B'yoyim Matitin Tzchoroi, or the Esra, you have to pay him at the right day. You also have this love not to hold the money back. In other words, you have to pay back. A day or by night, you have to pay it back. When do we have these in Yonim that you're over the love or the yes if you don't pay back? Only if the worker came and asked you for his money. But if the worker did not come and ask you for the money, ain't the wife your love, then the balabas is not over. Mashma is not to chayv upon the balabas to go and pay him, but rather he has to come and collect his check. He has to ask for it. Hamacho etzel chenveni, or etzel shuchoni, ain't a wife or love. Hamacho means, let's say he told the worker, listen, I owe you $100, and you're going to go out to the chenveni, to the storekeeper, to buy $100 worth of food, I'll pay the bill there. Tell the person, like, I'll pay the bill, that's good, that's also called paying. Or etzel shuchoni, go out to the bank and say, I'll pay the bill, I'll let you take out $100 there, so that's called, like, he paid up. And the owner's not over the lab of Baltolin, he's not over any lab. Then the Mishnah says, that let's say the worker comes at the day when he's supposed to collect his money, and he says that the worker is not paying me, and the worker says, and the owner says, I'm not sure if I paid.